double again. I want to see a triple doink.
It might happen.
Doink.
Double doink.
Double doink.
Double doink.
Triple doink. Quadruple doink.
Doink.
A double doink right there.
Doink. Doink. A double doink.
Double doinker.
Dicker the kicker. Triple doink sit in. Doink, 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 doink.
All right, double doinks and sackles.
Teaching you how to football.
Can you teach Carolina how to football?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Fair enough.
All right, my name is Fernando.
I'm Travis.
I'm Chris.
I'm still Jimmy G, the Skull Boy.
Skull!
Skull.
Skull, baby.
No, it's not going to change until they win.
All right, we're going to give you that recap of Week 7. We'll go into Week 8. We got some more hot takes to give you along the way, but I think we're going to start off and probably just let Travis take it away here with the Thursday night game. Jaguars at Saints. Jaguars, 31 points against that defense. Not bad.
This was a rough one for me, man. We were about 24-9 at one point. Looked like the offense was firing all cylinders. They kind of just went back on that prevent defense. The Saints got some good catches as well, some good calls their way as well. At the end of the day, it didn't matter. Trevor Lawrence with one leg was still able to find Christian Kirk. Christian Kirk with such speed, man. Such speed coming across the middle there. People can question Trevor Lawrence and whether or not he is him. I mean, he's 5-2 right now. As far as I'm concerned, he is him as far as it comes down to this season. So we'll keep on winning games where we win them, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, I don't know if he is him. He is okay currently. You know, I think he's trying to play makeup for a couple years, and I'm not saying he's not playing good football. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars look good for their division, for sure. I think the Saints had a couple road bumps in that game. Derek Carr wasn't quite on point, but he still threw for like over 300 yards with a TD. Kamara showed up a little bit, not quite what we were looking for. So Jacksonville for sure won that game, but you know, the Saints are going to win at the NFC South. They're going to be there in the NFC South, so they will make a show in the playoffs.
I mean, Lawrence still had 59 yards rushing. He's the leading rusher in the entire game at that point, outside of the kneels that he took down and took away from that against Kamara. 20-29 for 204 yards and a touchdown. He looked good.
I think they showed up well against that Saints defense, who is nothing to laugh at. So they played well this past week for sure.
Trevor Lawrence really scooted this game, didn't he? He ran a lot.
You said Derek Carr was not on point. I just don't remember many times he's been on point this year. I'm just throwing that out there.
Well, he started out pretty hot this season. I think he got injured, so he slowed down since he came back for sure. But I think he started pretty hot this season. Either way it goes, the NFC South is trash, so they're still probably going to win the division.
They had Kamara like toss the ball down to, check down to for like 10 receptions by that point. The Jaguars did a good job on defense, like making sure they blitzed up the middle multiple times to stop Kamara from being able to get out the outside. Anytime they only rushed like 3 or 4 by that point, Kamara was able to get to the outside. That's the majority of Carr's. That's like a third of his like passings by that point, both like completions and yards. The Saints didn't look good, I don't think. The Jaguars actually looked pretty decent this game, and their offense is starting to turn it on. I mean, this is going to be a dangerous team.
Well, we're going to go into the Sunday games. I did miss pretty much all of the morning games for certain reasons.
Birthday boy.
Needed a little sleep before that, but I got there for the end of some of them. One of the games I didn't watch was this Bears-Raiders. I mean, I did not see the Bears coming out and putting up 30 points and winning by 18 points. I mean, did anybody care or watch that game?
No.
It was tough.
It was on the TVs, but we weren't really paying attention.
Game.
I didn't see the end. I got there for the end of the Browns-Colts game, the highest scoring game of the weekend. 39-8. I did not see all of the Garrett Bowl, I guess you could call this. He was doing everything in this game. Myles Garrett. Browns, what, kicked a field goal at the end to win it. I think the Browns kicker got like 22 points for fantasy owners this weekend. Yeah. Not bad. But yeah, that game looked pretty entertaining.
It wasn't terrible. You know, James Taylor's coming back. He's still like 50-50 with Zach Moss, but he's obviously doing more with it right now. Josh Downs is still a guy. If you haven't picked up a fantasy by this point, he's gone. Minshew didn't look terrible. I thought they looked pretty good this week, to be honest
with you. Minshew had a game.
Wow. Yeah, I think Minshew showed up this game, and he actually showed why he's actually there in Indy. Like, he had two rushing TDs that were, like, pretty good. He looked really good in the pocket. You know, he made some passes. Give it up to, you know, who is it? Like, the massage boy going down and looking for another massage while he was on the field. I think that's what he was calling for. He wasn't calling for a car to come pick him up. He was calling for a massage girl to come give him a little massage on the field. And then
he was in the happy baby pre-pose, I think.
Yeah, for sure. So
I got a dry stat for you for this one. Mm-hmm. What's the Cleveland Browns special teams rating overall in the league?
Is this out of 100? Like,
Out of 32 teams.
One.
They're two. Okay. Their defense rating. What's their defense rating?
Oh, one.
One.
For sure.
Correct. What's their offense rating?
Oh. 27.
31 out of 32.
Ooh. 31.
31. Yeah, you got it. They are bad on offense.
That they are.
Is Deshaun Watson trying to get out of just...
We call him masseuse boy on the show.
Is he trying to get out of like playing at all now? Finding random reasons... Just this whole injury with his shoulder is suspect.
I mean, why not? You're getting paid, so he's just
milking him. He's got senioritis. He's got paid. Doesn't have to do anything now.
I mean, the shot he took was a pretty decent shot regardless. But yeah, no, I think, I mean, like, he doesn't have to play to be able to, like, we've already talked about this before. He doesn't have to play to be able to, like, collect his paycheck by this point. So, like, he's good. He is all good.
So I see, again, missed most of this game, if not all of it. Patriots beating the Bills. 29-25, Bill Belichick's 300th win as a head coach, third coach to win 300 games. What the hell is going on with Buffalo? How does this happen? I think most of his wins, too, are against Buffalo because during those Brady years, that was Brady had like a crazy record against the Bills in those 2000s and early 2010s. But yeah, the Bills, I get a hard read on them. It's like especially with Josh Allen, like what kind of game is he going to have? We're kind of discussing this earlier, like forcing it to Diggs a little too much, like spreading the ball out, running the ball, not with Josh Allen, but with somebody else, like a running back that you have on your roster. I don't understand the Bills. It's like I got nothing on the Bills.
Yeah, they're just not focusing on the running game, I think, right? So they're just putting the ball in Josh Allen's hands, and as soon as he gets pressured, he's getting outside of the pocket, which I don't quite understand. It's like, look around, dude. Make a choice. But he's just trying to force it to the one wide receiver that he can go to. Right now, it's just not working. So focus on the running game. Let's get some rushing yards up in there and then figure it out from there. I just think, like, they're just two-dimensional right now, and they just don't have it figured out right now.
Yeah, the Bills really didn't have much of a running game going. And take it from a James Cook owner of fantasy football, he didn't barely get anything. The offense seems really stagnant, the Bills, and I don't know why. And maybe they're also play down to their competition, too. I don't get it.
Could be. This game, I don't think we're going to talk about. Commies 7, Giants 14. I think that game looked a little ugly.
No.
Commies defensive players kind of sounded off after the game about they're sick of losing and sucking pretty much. Falcons Bucks. This game I heard had a lot of... Yeah, what's up with Bijan Robinson, like, not, like, getting me 0.3 fantasy points last week? What's up with that?
He was not the guy.
That was not it.
Did not look to him at all.
The league is looking into maybe not really revealing why he wasn't playing, because he ended up having an illness, but it wasn't reported.
And he was questionable yesterday still, and now today he's not even, there's no injury on him, so I don't know that one.
He's deep in Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Lions at Ravens. Again, I didn't watch any of this. I was shocked to see a 38-6 final score with the Ravens destroying the Lions.
This game,
what the hell happened
early
in this game?
Lamar Jackson just did a lot of Lamar Jackson stuff.
Okay.
357 yards, 3 touchdowns. Gus Edwards actually showed up, so maybe he is the guy in the backfield right now. He was the leading receiver for the Ravens. 1 grab for 80 yards.
Yeah. Well, 80 yards, that's a decent amount.
Yeah, in this game, there's one thing I was focusing on, and it was golf. I just feel like any type of pressure came golf way, the guy panicked. He immediately ran out of the pocket, tried to, like, make some passes happen that just wasn't there. The guy just did not look good or comfortable all game. He was just, Happy Feet the entire game.
Yeah, Mark Andrews had a good game for this for the Ravens. That also filled their offensive coffers there, but it was just... Also, Detroit didn't have a running game. Gibbs wasn't really doing it. He barely had any... He had a touchdown, but... They were playing from behind the entire
game. I mean, he had 68 yards for a touchdown. But, I mean, the biggest thing is, like, we've all been waiting for Detroit to turn back into a pumpkin. And I think this is kind of the game that was, like, a wake-up call. I mean, they were riding high off of beating the Chiefs. They've been kind of riding that high all season. People were talking a lot about them. But turns out the Ravens are a pretty decent team.
I'm still not counting out Detroit yet, though.
I still think they're the best in the NFC North. Easily.
We'll see. I just did not like this game from golf at all.
We're moving into the afternoon games. Steelers-Rams was, I don't know, the afternoon games were kind of just blah, in my opinion. I actually got to watch some of these. We had a big interception on, the first play for the Steelers. T.J. Watt taking it down, putting him into, what was it, 9-3 Rams at the half. Nothing but field goals, which is very boring. And then, Pittsburgh's defense just shut them down pretty much after that touchdown in the third quarter, and that was all Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I don't got a lot to say about it, to be honest with you. Darrell Henderson looked pretty decent this week, but the Rams just could not get it together. I don't think the Steelers are that good still, but...
They're 4-2 somehow.
Yeah.
4-2.
Yeah, it wasn't a great game to watch. I mean, Najee finally did something, if you will. But other than that, it definitely wasn't a great game.
We got Cardinals at Seahawks. That game pretty much went the way I think we all thought it would. Like, Cardinals stuck around in the first half. Seahawks just shut them down. Cardinals have 7 total points scored in the second half of football games this year. 7.
They're not good.
That is pretty shitty.
Thing to note, Kyler Murray activated off the IR. I think it's in the second week of the 4-week window to actually get back in the active roster, or else he's done if he doesn't come back.
I wonder if he's
something to note.
I just like Walker in that game. I think they really started pounding the run. He didn't get a TD, but he had 26 carries with over 100 yards, so they're trying to get back to the running game for sure, so which is what they need because Geno Smith is not the guy right now. So
no, he's serviceable, to say the least. We had Packers and Broncos. This game was something disgusting to watch. It was nice to see the Broncos win it at the end. Packers got a fluke touchdown on a fourth down, and I don't know if it was fourth and goal or what, but it was deflected off of one Packer and then into the hands of Jaden Reed to take the lead with 8 minutes to go, and then Lutz hit the game winner from 52, and then Packers offense just looks like... Jordan Love looks like shit.
It looks terrible.
He doesn't look at all like he did earlier. No, he's not.
Well, earlier, like that Bears game, like week one, like that was the only game where he was looking like, okay, Packers are going to have a third consecutive quarterback, like run the table for 15 years.
Yeah, it's been a steady decline for Jordan Love. I don't know what's... I think people may figure it out, or they know how to play him and like kind of pressure him, but just his receivers. Christian Watson has been hurt, and everyone else, he kind of just dumps it off, and it's like he's really not being able to move the offense like he once did.
He's trash.
Yeah.
Chargers Chiefs last of the afternoon games. Chargers offense just couldn't be stopped. Chiefs offense couldn't be stopped. 31-17 win. I don't know. Like that's pretty much a Chiefs game. We saw, you know, Taylor Swift and Mahomes' wife chest bumping. Or
don't forget Jackson Mahomes in the background.
Oh yeah, they had the whole bunch of characters back there.
Wait till the Taylor Swift fans find out about Jackson Mahomes.
They probably already know.
Yeah, they probably do.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought this game was going to be a lot closer. I thought the Chiefs had a chance to compete in this game, but their offense just couldn't get it done, and Mahomes just basically ran over that defense. So it wasn't a pretty game to watch. So, I mean, unless you're a Taylor Swift fan, probably shouldn't even tune in.
Guilty.
I knew it.
All right, Sunday Night Football. I was supposed to be, I don't know, I was a little disappointed in this game. I thought it'd be a little more entertaining, a little more down-to-the-wire kind of shenanigans, but Dolphins at Eagles. Eagles ended up winning 31-17. I'm just going to throw a little side note. Again, we talked about this earlier, too, before recording. Zero penalties called against the Eagles. Zero. And you see some replays. There are some, we always joke there's holding on every play. But there was a guy in a headlock coming up the middle who got tackled. No penalty. Some pass interference. A face mask that was grabbed that wasn't called. Like, I don't want to go into any conspiracy theories, but the refs gave the Eagles this game. I think the Dolphins would have had a couple more, another score. It would have been closer. I don't know. The refs really let the Eagles have this one.
Also, the Eagles just had this one. I mean, the tush push is a real thing. I mean, regardless whether you wanted to talk about it or not. I mean, also, our boy Jalen Hurts like squats like 600 pounds.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I'm kind of with the Eagles in this one. Stop it. I mean, like, I don't believe that people should be pushing from behind or that doesn't matter. But that didn't matter really in this game. The Eagles dominated this game. A.J. Brown looks so good.
A.J. Brown. It was A.J. Brown's game. Yeah, I think he showed up and showed out that game. I don't know what was going on with Miami's offense. I think it looked horrible this game. I think there was definitely some calls that wasn't made that should have been made. But either way it goes, their offense did not show up. They didn't have a running game at all. They couldn't quite get Hill the ball. I think he only had close to like 90 yards comparably to like what he's had all season. Tua didn't look great. So I think Miami just didn't show up this game regardless of the penalties.
I really have nothing else to add, but just this is just so disappointing that I thought this would be much closer than it really was.
All right, the final game of the week. Final game of the week, Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football.
We have the San Francisco 49ers traveling into Minneapolis. I did pick the Niners to win this game, but I did pick the Vikings to cover, allegedly. But yeah, this was
I'm pretty sure you did.
Very shocking for me. I mean, I watched this at a Viking bar downtown San Diego. We had a great time.
This you invited game was, everyone except us, apparently.
I didn't invite anybody.
You invited everyone except all the Niners fans.
I invited one person asked what I was doing, and I said I was going downtown, and he's like, I'm going to join you because I don't have a team. He used to be a Browns fan. He's like, I don't even like any team. So that was the only person who came with. But yeah, for the start of this game, once again, first quarter turnover for the Vikings. What's your corner's name? Number set Ward.
Charvarius Ward.
Ward intercepted it, took it away from Jordan Addison.
I saw that part of the game.
Later on in that
immediate fumble.
Yeah, well, it was like three or four plays later, McCaffrey fumbles.
Yep.
And then Vikings go downfield. Addison scores his first touchdown.
Like I'm watching the game again right now.
Yeah. No, the Vikings never even trailed in this game. That was what was so vexing about it. And then the half before halftime play. Come on, we got to talk about that. That is the best revenge about having someone rip it off for an interception when Addison ripped it out from him, took it 60 yards to the house. Mwah! It was a beautiful.
Oh, was it called a zero blitz on that play?
It looked like it, yeah.
It was a full blitz and no one in the back to cover.
And Cousins did throw it behind Addison, but he had a lot of pressure in his face. Again, he took it away, took it to the house. And then when we missed that field goal to go, try to go up by eight in the closing minutes of the fourth quarter, I'm like, here we go, Vikings football. We're going to blow it. And then Brock Purdy threw his second interception, and everything was good.
So,
add anything else you guys would like to add, please.
Anything else? Go play, please,
Brock. Yeah, no, I'm in on this. I think this is the best game that the Vikings had all season.
Oh, 100%. Hands down.
100%. But this is probably one of the worst games San Francisco had all season.
Even against Cleveland last week? Or the week before?
They nearly won that game.
They only lost by 5 points in this one.
So I'm just feeling like I think Vikings showed up for sure on this game. There's quite a few turnovers that went in like the Vikings' way, especially that last one before the half. But I think the Vikings showed up this game and the San Francisco 49ers did not. So give it to the Vikings for the win. I appreciate that. I'm going to be a Vikings fan this weekend.
Yes, you will.
So, yes. Skull, baby.
Any thoughts,
nothing,
Travis?
Nothing, Travis? No. All right.
I kind of love this one.
So, I was partially listening and watching this game at a softball game. I'm kind of surprised what happened. No pressure on Cousins at all in this game.
Yeah, zero sacks.
He was pressure. Anytime they pressured him enough, he would drop it off for a screen pass to Cam Akers, and he like run for 25 yards.
Or TJ Hockenson.
Hockenson was there. I do like how Kevin O'Connell told Hockenson to stay down when he was hurt. That will probably not blow back in his face later.
Hey, we'll see what happens.
But at the very end of this game, after my softball game was over, and I watched the end of the game, saw the pick, and then ESPN had alerts going, Niners have lost 7 straight in Minnesota. I go, really? And I think back, like, and then I actually researched it. So
1992 was the last time they won. Quick dry stat.
The last time they won was in the 1992 season. Can you guess who the quarterbacks were playing in that game?
It was Rich Gannon versus Steve Young.
The wide receivers?
That'd be Chris Carter for the Vikings and Jerry Rice for the Niners. Before Chris Carter?
That was before Chris Carter.
Oh, wow.
Roger Craig, future Hall of Famer for the Niners, playing for the Vikings that game.
I remember that.
I sort of remember that. Then the first loss was 94. You got Rice. McCaffrey before he went to Denver play for the Niners.
Oh, I never knew he was a Niner. I only knew
it was Gerback and Young. Young might have got his first concussion in long lines.
Nice.
Playing against Sean Salisbury for the Vikings.
Sean Salisbury steak.
Yeah, and then 99, next loss.
Randy Moss was there.
You got Jeff Garcia versus Jeff George. Culpepper with 3 rushes. He was a running back for some reason that time.
He was a running back.
It was just
it's a long history of losing. That's how
I
coped.
I just kept looking at. I went down a
long
rabbit hole.
History of losses. I by went the through a rabbit hole. And was in like,
how
Minnesota.
Long have they lost in Minnesota? Really? There's the Brett Favre game. There is a Superfan Bet game, which just makes no sense to our audience. But yes, it's been a trail of tears in Minnesota.
It was a great way to end the birthday weekend, to say the least. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll have some hot takes, some picks, and a bunch of other stuff we're going to talk about.
Let's take a break and listen to some commercials. Hey, Fernando. Where would I go watch the Vikings game this past week?
Here in San Diego, you got to head downtown San Diego to the Garage Kitchen and Bar. It is a Viking bar full of purple, full of magic. Located at 655 4th Avenue in the Gas Lamp District, San Diego, California, 92101. They got Viking specials, 10% off when you wear your Viking jersey. That is the Garage Kitchen and Bar.
Thanks.
Go! And we're back, ready to go over our Week 8 picks. Double doinks and tackles here.
Teaching you the football.
Yeah, well, I can't teach Carolina how to football, so...
They'll teach themselves.
Let's start it off with the Thursday night game. Thursday night will be the Buccaneers in Buffalo taking on the Bills. Bills with a 9-point spread on this one, 9-point advantage. I'm going to take Buffalo to win and cover. Buffalo Josh Allen didn't play his best game last week. He's so inconsistent. This feels like the type of game he comes back and he just lights it up. I feel like they're just going to dominate the Buccaneers. Buccaneers have lost a couple in a row. They started off hot. Actually, 3 in a row they've lost. So I think that losing streak continues. Give me the Bills.
I don't know, man. I think Buffalo's going to win this game. I think Tampa's going to keep it close. Rashad White had a pretty good game last week. Didn't really produce a lot from it, but I still have yet to see the Bills become more than just like the one-dimensional offense that they've been. They've lost a lot of people on defense, which is going to be a bummer for them as well. I think that the Bucs can come in this on like a short week and actually make this like a closer game than what people think it's going to be. 9 points is a lot. So, Buffalo wins, but Tampa covers the 9 points.
Yeah, I think it's going to come down to Josh Allen. Who's going to be the guy? Is he going to show up? I think Tampa Bay's defense could show up, put some pressure on him. But I think this is one of the games he's going to show up for, and I think they're going to be able to carry these 9 points pretty easily. So I'm taking Buffalo with the 9.
I think Josh Allen that team is still very stagnant. They're not scoring at will like they used to. And it's a short week. They're not going to be able to prepare as much. The Bucs are looking feisty. Still got Mike Evans doing stuff. Give me the Bills, but the Bucs cover.
Moving on to Sunday morning games. First one up on the slate are the Rams at the Cowboys. Cowboys, I believe, coming off a bye. Rams lost at home last week to the Steelers. A 6-point spread in this one in favor of the Cowboys. I will take the Cowboys to win, but I feel like the Rams are going to stick around, and it's going to be a close game, like a field goal at the end or something. So yeah, give me the Cowboys to win, but the Rams are going to cover.
I think that Cowboys defense has a chance to be scary. I think they've been scary a few times this year. I think this is one of the games they're going to show up for. I don't see the Rams quite competing in this game. I'm going to say Dallas wins this game by 6, easy.
I think this is an easy game for the Cowboys. The Rams didn't look great against the Steelers. The Cowboys are working off very undeserved confidence beating who they beat last week. It just seems really, they're not going by. But being the Chargers the week before just seems stupid. Give me the Cowboys to win this and cover.
I don't know, man. I think the Cowboys defense is injured enough right now. I think the Rams defense is solid enough. I think the Cowboys are going to have a hard time handling Puka and Cup at the same time. I think they'll kind of flavor in one of three different running backs during this game. I think the Rams are going to keep this close. I think the Rams might win this game, but I'll take the Cowboys to win it begrudgingly so.
And cover?
No, definitely not cover. The Rams definitely cover this game.
Rams cover. All right.
All right, up next, I think we agreed this was the game of the week. Vikings at Packers. There is no spread in this game. This is an even-Steven matchup. Vikings coming off that big win. Packers coming back from Denver with that ugly loss. I'm going to take the Vikings. It'll be a one-score game, more than likely. That's what all these Viking games are, one-score games. But yeah, the Vikings defense have been playing a lot better the last, just pretty much in the month of October. And I think Jordan Love and company, they look pretty terrible. I think it'll probably be a little low scoring. I looked at the temperature, like 40 degrees or something. No snow yet. But give me the Vikings. They will prevail and win their second in a row, maybe third in a row.
So it's supposed to be 38 degrees of game time with rain.
Oh, it is going to rain.
So I was going to say heads Vikings, tails Packers. Tails Packers, it says. I don't believe in the flip of the coin on this one. I'm still taking the Vikings.
Wow, okay. Jimmy Skullboy says Vikings win this game, begrudgingly.
Wait, say it louder for the fans. They can't hear you.
No.
As a Viking super fan this week, you best believe I'm taking the Vikings to win this game, hands down, and I'm going to be scolding it up all weekend long, baby. Skull. 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 Skull.
All right, we are moving on to the next game. We got the Falcons traveling to Nashville, taking on the Titans. Atlanta is a 2.5-point road favorite in this game. Will Levis will be making his first start as an NFL quarterback, and I am going to say the Titans are going to win this game with their rookie quarterback starting. I don't know what I haven't seen him do anything, so I don't know, but it's just a possible future hot take we might be talking about.
I was going to ask why.
Look, both teams are evenly matched. I mean, Falcons quarterback Ritter, he doesn't look any good. And we're getting something different. I mean, Levis is young. I think they're going to have some plays for him. He's just as mobile as Tannehill, if not more mobile. He can't be any worse than him throwing the ball. I think he's going to go out there and play a great game. That's it.
I've been waiting on a Derrick Henry game all season. And I think this is going to be the game for it. I think Derrick Henry is going to show up and show out. I think he's going to get over 200 yards easy. I think he's going to run over Atlanta. That 2.5 points that they have means nothing, especially with a rookie quarterback who's they're not sure on how he's going to pass the ball. I'm sure it's going to be short, quick passes with Derrick Henry just busting it up the gut. So he's going to show up. I got Tennessee winning this.
Maybe Will Levis is getting a big shipment of mayonnaise. That's why he's going to do well in this, because he's a huge fan of that in his coffee.
Mayonnaise and coffee, baby.
That's what he drank at the draft. That's really gross. This Titans team is in shambles. Like, I think Hopkins is looking to be traded. You got Henry barely loses.
Henry's looking to be traded by this point.
Looking to be traded. He might lose his job to Tajay Spears. There's a lot not going for the Titans this game, and that's why I can't pick them. I got the Falcons to win this game and cover. I don't see the Titans doing it.
I think the Falcons have been way too frisky this year. The Titans have been way too inconsistent with a rookie quarterback starting. I know it's at home. I know I kind of agree with Chris. I think this might be a Derrick Henry game where he might go off. I think Tajay Spears is like kind of going way too many into his carries by this point. It's almost like 50-50. I think the Titans are looking to sell both Derrick Henry and DeAndre Hopkins. I don't see him win this game because I think the Falcons are just a little bit too frisky in this game. So give me the Falcons win cover.
Next, Saints at Colts. Saints 1-point favorites. I feel like these teams are so evenly matched up, like so much. You were flipping your coin for the Viking Packers. This is another one of those games. Both teams 3-4. Both teams have good defenses. Offense can struggle at times. There's something about the Saints' defense that I like more than the Colts, so I'm going to take the Saints to win and cover that 1 point.
I just think the Saints I think their defense might match up a little bit. I still think the Saints have the better defense, but, I mean, the Saints have Olave. Yeah, they have Kamara, he's back now. Like, they had Taysom Hill being able to make plays out of the backfield. I think the Saints are going to be able to win this game pretty easily. So, Minshew had a game last week. You know, we'll see what happens there. But I don't know. I think Saints have this, hands down.
This is a home game for the Colts. It's a clear coin flip also. But I'm going to pick the Colts because I like what Minshew showed last week. I don't like how the body language of Derek Carr and Olave, like there's one time he told him to like go farther out. Olave didn't even complete his route. I feel like the Colts are going to win this game just based on momentum from the last week.
Kind of leaning with Andrew on this one. There was the two videos I saw this week that kind of made me like laugh.
Maybe the same ones
on
I saw.
Inside a couple times. One of them was... It was Trayvon Walker when they played the Saints last week, and Derek Carr was like losing his mind on Chris Olave. He was like, "You gotta go! You gotta go!" And Trayvon Walker just like came up and was like, "Derek, he wasn't even there, man. He wasn't even there, dog. He didn't even throw the ball. He's not even there." Like, it was cold by Trayvon Walker. The second one was Chris Olave getting reckless driving arrested this week. Yeah. I don't know if you saw this video or not, but a cop pulled him over. He put him in handcuffs because he was going like, it was like 45 miles over the speed limit or something like that. 35 or 45 miles over the speed limit. And he was like, "Yeah, man, like, you know, I play for the Saints." And the cop's like, "And?" So, I mean, there's a lot going on with the Saints right now. There's a lot of miscommunication. There's
like, Olave still played this game. He got released on bail. Like,
yeah, no,
he's still playing. He practiced and stuff.
There's a lot of other things people have been arrested for than going 45 miles over.
But now hear me out on this one. Give me the Colts.
That's probably why
I think the Colts it's just too. Got a chaos, man. Yeah. Give me some chaos Colts on this one.
Chaos Colts.
Let's go.
Patriots at Dolphins up next. Miami. 9-point favorites in this one. Miami did not look very good. Excuse me. Miami did not look very good on Sunday night against the Eagles, and the Patriots got their second win, stunning the Bills. I feel like that was just a fluke game for the Patriots. Bill Belichick teams don't usually play great in Miami. So I am going to take the Dolphins to win and cover. I think they're going to get back on track offensively. They'll be lighting it up. And I think the Patriots, Mac Jones, won't be able to keep up with everything the Dolphins will do. Dolphins in a blowout, easy.
Yeah, I think Miami last week was a fluke. I think that offense is way better than they played last week. I don't think New England has the defense to be able to keep up with this like high-intensive like offense they have. So I think Miami's going to run over New England this week. I mean, maybe their defense shows up and be able to like stop them a little bit, possibly, but I think Miami by 9, easy.
The weather report, Miami on Sunday, 84 showers, 48% humidity in Miami.
Sounds like Miami weather.
Sounds like Miami's going to destroy the Patriots. Give me the Miami Dolphins to cover.
So I hear what y'all are saying. I'm going to say right now, I think Bill Belichick is playing like his last season here in New England. Division games are always tough. We always say that every single week we have them up here.
Except for the NFC South.
I do. I do believe that Miami's going to win this game, but I think that Bill Belichick and that defense is going to keep a little bit close. I think Mac Jones might actually throw for like 50 times this game, just to be able to try and keep up. Without Achane, with an injured Tyreek Hill, Waddle has not looked great right now. I mean, he's a super talented receiver, but he doesn't look good right now. I think the Patriots are kind of playing by committee right now, and I think that's working for them. They've been in a lot more games than what the record says they've been in. So let me keep them in this game with Miami win this game. I almost picked New England this game just for the upset, but I'm gonna stick with, you know what?
Don't do it.
I'm not
going to do it.
Cooler hits prevail.
So Miami wins and New England covers.
Miami wins, New England covers.
All right, we got the Pittsburgh Steelers playing host to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jacksonville coming in at 2.5-point favorites on the road in Pittsburgh. I feel this Pittsburgh team has been like hot and cold all year. I'm shocked they're 4-2. Every time I look at their record, I'm like, wait, they're 4-2? I feel like they're more of a 2-4 type of team. But nevertheless, they're 4-2. Their defense is stout. I think the defense will slow down Jacksonville. And I think Kenny Pickett and company can do just enough to sneak out a win against Jacksonville. I'm taking the home team. If this was in Jacksonville, I'd say Jacksonville all day. In Pittsburgh, I'm going to say the Steelers win this game. Upset. I won't say upset of the week, but upset. Upset special.
I don't know, man. I really like that Jacksonville defense. I think they've been showing up for games, and I don't think Pittsburgh has the offense to be able to compete with it. I think the 2.5 points are a little low, especially if Trevor Lawrence get on a hot streak. He has weapons to be able to go out there and like deal with that. So I don't know. I think this is a Jacksonville game pretty easy. I'm not exactly sure why it's only 2.5 points. But maybe Pittsburgh does something, but I doubt it. So Jacksonville, 2.5 points, pretty easy for me.
I can tell you why it's a really low, because it's a Steelers home underdog game. Even with that said, I still think the Jaguars have enough to beat the Steelers, probably pretty handily, but that's probably why. It's funny what you said about the Steelers. Mike Tomlin's record, so it's inevitable.
Never has a losing record.
Inevitable.
Never has still a losing record.
But yeah, give me the Jaguars to win and cover this game.
This has been hard to pick. I've been looking back through the Steelers' wins. They beat the Browns with he who should not be named the quarterback. They beat the Ravens. Had to beat the Rams last week. I mean, they beat the Raiders, but, you know, it's not really...
yeah, it doesn't say much.
This would be a big statement game for the Steelers to win. I just don't think that they have it in them yet. I think the Jaguars' offense is, like, starting to click. We were talking about this, like, last Thursday. And, like, they're starting to kind of, like, find their identity. I think that's going to be just enough to, like, get the Jaguars, like, a 4-5-point win in this game. Going into a bye week, knowing the Niners are coming a couple weeks later. Give me the Jaguars in this game.
Would you guys like to do a dollar bet on this game? I'll take Pittsburgh, and I'll go with all three of you.
I do a dollar bet.
Dollar bet? Huh? Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
So, Travis, five. So, yeah.
All right. You got to pay off that loan there.
And my beard is still here.
All right. Up next, we got the Eagles at the Commies. Commies still, again, another record. They're 3-4, but it feels like they're doing much worse. Eagles tied for the best record in the NFL at 6-1. Eagles are 6.5-point favorites in this game. I think a lot of people are going to pick the Eagles to win and cover this, but I feel like the Commies, with like talk about the divisional games. Commies, they interviewed some defenders, defensive players after the game, and they are pissed. So the guy was like, I've been here 7 years. I'm like F-bomb every other word, like, sick of losing. I think the Commies are going to keep it close, but the Eagles will find a way to get this victory. I also feel, you know, like with that game, I think the refs are just on the side of the teams that have Kelsey. Because it's all a connection to Taylor Swift, and like that's my conspiracy theory for this season. Because zero penalties against the Dolphins last week when they played the Eagles. I feel like this is going to be a very punch-in-the-face kind of game with both teams. Eagles will win, but I'm going to say the Commies keep it close.
You know, I like Washington's defense. I think their defense is solid. They've been showing up, and, you know, as you can tell, they're really heated about their offense. I'm not going to say the Washington offense is going to show up this game, but I think their defense is going to show up enough to be able to keep this close for sure. So if Washington can pull a few things out, maybe a couple touchdowns, they'd be able to keep this game close. So I'm going to go Phillies win, but Washington covers just based on that defense they have.
I don't know. The Commies just lost the Giants last week, barely scoring any points. I don't know if that's not really a good sign. That makes sense that defensive guy on the Commies just blew up on the whole team. But I think the Eagles probably have enough to cover that 6.5. Home underdog, scary. But yeah, give me the Eagles to win and cover.
Yeah, a part of me really wants to change it to the Eagles cover this game, but I just don't think I can. I think I believe in the Commies just enough to like put up enough of a fight. I mean, I think they beat the Eagles last year when the Eagles were like on their tear.
I think they did.
It was their first loss last year. So I'm going to go with the same thing. I think the Eagles have the game. They just haven't looked like the world beaters that people are giving credit for right now.
Agreed.
And I think that the Commies are just frisky enough. It's like playing like Atlanta, right? Like we played, like the Jaguars played Atlanta like in England, and it was a hard game. Like we actually had like fight out of that game. I think it's going to be the same way. I think the Commies just have enough fight in them to keep this close. So yeah, give me the Eagles to win, but the Commies cover 6.5.
All right, final game from the afternoon, or the morning games, I mean, 10 a.m. We have the Texans traveling to Charlotte, taking on the Carolina Panthers. Houston, 3-point favorites in this game. Houston has, I think, shocked a lot of people this year. They are playing a lot better than I think people thought they would with the rookie quarterback. And the Panthers are playing with a rookie quarterback as well. I am going to go out and just say I think the Panthers are going to get their first win of the season. If this was in Houston, I'd probably be all over the Texans. But Panthers, first dub of the season, they will beat the Texans. Let's go, Carolina.
I think the Panthers' defense looked really good. Their offense, excluding Young, is looking pretty good. So it's tough for me right now because I am a Panthers fan, as everyone knows. But I think this week off the bye, I'm hoping the coaches got in there and coached them shit up and was able to get these guys in a mood where they understand we need to score points to win a game. Simple as that. So I think the Panthers are going to come out this week and they are going to beat Houston and we're going to take it to the house. Keep scoring, baby.
I just want to say coach some shit up. I love that. That's inspirational. Coach some shit up.
Coach some shit up. That's what
I'm talking about.
Carolina, baby.
Sure content here. I think the Panthers have taken the offensive play calls away from Frank Wright, given their offensive coordinator. That's maybe a good sign, probably, for them to maybe do something more this week. I still like the Texans. They are fun to watch. They have some great players. They got some cohesion with the receivers are really good. Give me the Texans to win this game. Sorry.
You know, I mean, I sometimes wish that this is the game we were going to watch because the tickets are as cheap as $24 right now for this game.
Sounds about right.
$24 for this game. The cheapest tickets for the Niners-Jaguars game were $110. Bryce Young is about half that of what C.J. Stroud has been statistically proven.
Fair.
The running game on both teams has not been great. Sheba Hoover is starting to show up, though.
Fair.
Adam Thielen is dialing back the old, hands of Father Time.
Fair.
All right. Give me Bryce Young taking this personally as the number one overall pick and let him have a good game.
All day, baby. Let's see it.
Give me the Panthers to win.
Very fair.
this game.
There. All right, so I think I do this every week. I did skip one of the morning games, so we're going to go back.
How dare you?
Possibly another garbage game. Maybe I skipped it on purpose. Jets at Giants. It could go either way. Giants at Jets. It's the same stadium. Jets are 3-point favorites. I don't even want to talk much about this game. I think the Jets have the better overall team, better defense. Quarterback-wise, we're looking at what? Zach Wilson versus Tyrod Taylor. Gross! Give me the Jets to win and cover those 3 points. No problem.
I'm taking the Giants. Saquon Barkley. Tyrod Taylor. Let's see it.
Let's go. No, I like the Jets in this game. I don't know. It just seems like they are the better team than the Giants. Yeah. I don't know. Nothing else to say. Yeah.
So my big question to all of you right now would be, if Danny Dimes was playing this game right now, would it change your perspective on the winner of this game?
Absolutely not.
Even more Jets would win this game.
Yep.
I would still take the Jets.
Still take the Jets. Yeah. Chris, you're still taking the Jets.
Still taking Giants with Danny Dimes?
Yep.
Well, I think regardless who plays quarterback for the Giants this year, I think the Jets are such a good defense. Got a hot take about this one later, but give me the Jets to win and cover.
Jets. All right, afternoon games. We got the Browns at the Seahawks.
You are the biggest Jets fan I know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't know a lot of people. Browns at Seahawks. Seahawks are going to be 3.5-point favorites. Browns. Very frisky team. I like watching the Browns when the masseuse guy isn't at quarterback. But I'm going to take Seattle to win this. But I think it's just going to come down to a field goal. At 3.5 points, I'm going to take the Browns to cover. Thinking it'll be like a 20-17 type of game. Seahawks haven't looked great this year. When they pound the ball, they get the job done. But aside from that...
Keep pounding.
Yes. But aside from that, yeah, they haven't looked that great. I think it's going to be a close game, but Seahawks by a field goal or less.
I think Walker showed up last week. They showed that they can run the ball. I think Geno Smith has been a little bit of the issue this year, so being able to get back to the run and actually pound the ball. So I like Seahawks for this week. So I don't think Cleveland's going to be able to compete. So Seahawks 3.5, easy.
Myles Garrett has shown a lot. This defense is just really scary to watch. And I think they will be able to handle the Seahawks on the road to win outright. Give me the Browns in this game.
See, I disagree. I think if this game was in Cleveland, I think that I would give it to the Browns based off that defense. But in Seattle, the way that it is, I think it will come down to a field goal plus. I'm going to say 21-17 Seahawks in this game. I just think that I've been watching Geno Smith. I mean, he had, what, 2 turnovers like last week?
Mm-hmm. Against the Cardinals.
But he hasn't had many for the entire season. I think he's just going to be solid on this one. There's not going to be a lot of big plays in this game. There might be one or two that's going to change the tide of it, but it's going to be the Seahawks way. Give me the Seahawks.
All right, we got Chiefs at Broncos. Chiefs by 7. I don't have much to say here. Chiefs win and cover.
Yeah, Chiefs win and cover.
I think we all said that.
I mean, it's all...
Yep.
All right, refs are going
to
help.
No need to break this down.
Yeah, same with the next game. Ravens at Cardinals. Ravens by 8.5. We might want to talk about the spread a little bit.
I was going to say, if you want to go back real fast, will Taylor Swift be at the game in...
Denver.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no.
Dollar bet. All right, I'll take it.
I've been solid on all my bets on the Taylor Swift this year.
Fair enough.
Yeah?
You guys want to take it? We'll go for it. I'm going to say no Taylor Swift in Denver this year. It's just not worth going to.
All right.
Ravens at Cardinals. Ravens are 8.5-point favorites.
Kelsey does have a better record when she's in there. Remember? Yep.
Ravens, Jimmy G, the stat boy, everybody. Another game I don't have anything to say. Cardinals are trash. Ravens are looking sharp as of late.
Though Chris did pick them to cover.
Well, we'll get to that. I'm going one at a time. You know how we do this?
I thought we'd skip this game.
I'm saying Ravens win and cover, no problem. 8.5 points, no problem for Baltimore.
I also believe that the Ravens will win and cover, no problem this game.
As did I.
There you go.
I think Arizona will cover.
Ooh.
Only because I need to get the coverage points back. Oh, that is the only reason.
Oh, okay.
So you believe
in ulterior motive. Okay.
All right, our final afternoon game we have.
That is the only reason. I'll let them finish.
Bengals at Niners.
This is a game.
This is maybe the game of the week.
Here's a game.
Bengals looking a lot better as of late. They are 3.5-point underdogs to the Niners. But the Niners coming off back-to-back losses, could they actually lose three in a row? I say yes, they can. Mm. I think the Bengals come out. Burrow's going to fire all over the place. The Niners still might not have Trent Williams or Debo's out for sure.
Debo's out for sure.
I mean, just Brock Purdy, and he might not play in this game. He's going through concussion protocol. I got the Bengals to go in to the Bay Area and beat the Niners. Let's go Cincinnati.
How dare you? You think the 49ers, the San Francisco 49ers, could actually lose three games in a row?
Absolutely.
You're actually saying that in public?
Public for everyone to hear.
Well, I agree with you. I believe 100% that the Bengals are actually going to win this game. Give me the Bengals +3.5 at this point. I like where the Bengals are going. I do not like where the 49ers are heading. They seem beatable.
Are you kidding me? The Niners lose three straight?
That's what we're saying right now.
Are you
That's
serious?
What That's right what we're here. Saying.
Who would say that? You well, besides you two.
Just us two. That's I guess it.
So far, just us two. We got two more picks to go. So who are you saying, Jimmy G?
I'll pick the same.
It's really...
I don't know. If Darnold has to play, that's going to look ugly. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
You know what?
It's my picking.
You know what? Even with your lack of faith,
yeah,
with Darnold playing,
yeah,
I'm taking the 49ers to win this.
Whoa!
We've already seen Burrow shit the bed multiple times this week. You know what? Yeah. Even with a beat-up defense,
how do you know that?
They're going to show up. And they're going to win this outright. I got San Francisco winning this game against a lackadaisical Burrow team.
Oh, what video feeds are you watching Burrow's bed twice a week?
Andrew didn't send you the video?
I'm just curious
about it. I didn't send that link to you. No.
Oh, I guess I didn't see
You're it. Actually watching him like, shit his own bed?
Andrew didn't send you the video?
No, I didn't.
Poopy pants right
Poopy
there.
Poopy pants right there.
Poopy pants.
All right, Sunday Night Football. This is kind of I don't know why this one's on Sunday night, but the Bears at the Chargers. Chargers 8.5-point favorites in this one. So, I was just saying I'm going to take the home team to win, but it's going to. There's always more fans of the other team. Bears fans will show up. They will outnumber Charger fans.
Oh?
That's going to happen. I'm going to say the Chargers win this game. They got way too much talent to be 2-4, but they charger themselves constantly. So give me the Chargers to win, but they will play down to the competition. The Bears will stick around and cover that 8.5-point spread.
Did you know it's a statistical fact that Justin Herbert is 28-29 and starts as a Charger. Seems the most Charger stat.
Travis the stat boy here. Give him a
very
stat.
Charger
amazing
stat. Travis stat boy.
Guy by that point. I just don't see the Bears doing it. I think they kind of struck gold last week against Brian Hoyer. He was so bad last week. I think it comes down to play. Sergeant, Largent, Sagent, whatever his name is.
Tyler. Teabag.
Yeah, Teabag. Sure. Secret Sagent man. He is not going to be good enough to compete with the Chargers defense. It doesn't matter. That is not going to be a close game at all.
Okay.
I think I'm going to have to disagree with you on this one. I think the Chargers are probably going to pull this out, but as everyone knows, the Chargers are going to charge. And I think Chicago's going to be able to keep this close just simply because they're either going to give up the ball or the defense is not going to show up. Something's going to happen with the Chargers where you see Chicago stays in this game. So I got Chargers winning, but the Bears keeping it close.
As do I. I think there's going to be some major charging in this game. That's analysis for you. Just charging and charging all night long.
Now, if the Chargers lose this game, are you looking for Brandon Staley's head by that point?
I mean, I feel like his head is already...
It's already out there.
If you lose this game...
Even if they make the playoffs somehow this year, this is last year. It's got to be. I don't understand why they keep him around as a head coach.
Oh, they love Yes Men.
Ugh.
Oh, just like the Padres.
Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football.
The Raiders at the Lions.
Oh, what a banger.
I mean, yeah. The Raiders coming off that game in Chicago. What the hell happened, Vegas? Lions, I think, got a little wake-up call. I think that kind of slap in the face in the middle of the season is something you need, maybe. Maybe you're riding a little too high, being 5-1 at the time, now 5-2. I think the Lions come out, and they just fly all over the place. I think they're just going to dominate, destroy. This game will be over at halftime. Lions are projected to win by 8. I think they cover that, no problem. Roar restored.
Yeah, I think Jimmy G is a question mark. I think Montgomery is a question mark. They're not sure if he's going to play. I think if Jimmy G plays and Montgomery doesn't, I think Raiders are going to be able to keep it close. Will they win? Probably not. I still have doubt, or Detroit winning this game, but the Raiders covering the spread.
I have the Lions to win and cover this game. I might talk about this in a second in hot takes, but this seems like a mismatch.
And that was a cue to go into our hot takes. That was our...
I didn't get my pick of this.
Oh. Well, we keep doing a different order.
Yeah, so we keep mixing it up.
It keeps going up.
So I'm actually with Chris on this one. I do believe that if Jimmy G, the stat boy, does actually play this game, I think that they're going to keep it close in it. If he doesn't, give me the Lions to run over this all day long. But I do believe that the Lions are beatable. I mean, like, we're starting to see beatable teams. Every single team in the NFL so far, you've seen them be able to be beatable. be it the Eagles, the Jaguars, the Chiefs, they're all beatable by this point. Give me the Raiders for, like, a sneaky game on Monday night.
You think they're going to win?
No.
Oh.
No. But the Lions will win, but it's going to be a lot closer than I think it's going to be.
All right. Let's go Raiders. All right, so the hot takes this week. Travis brought over Cully's number 7, a tropical Caribbean hot sauce. It says 7 out of 10 heat. We've given it a sniff. And, you guys are just, I thought we were doing our takes, and then we do it. Test? Well, Chris already took his, so Chris, what's your hot take?
What's your hot take?
No, give me a second line to hit me.
Okay, he's doing more. What am I looking at here?
You know, it's already hit me, so I'll just go ahead and...
No, say it. That's what you're supposed to do.
I'll just go ahead and do it.
We're all doing it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is good.
Oh.
Give me a second. All right.
Fuck it. I want more.
Continue.
All right. I think this is going to be the first week where Bryce Young shows up and shows out. My hot take is Bryce Young will have over 300 yards this week.
I got a hot take. Says that I believe that Zach Wilson will not throw an interception this week. We'll get sacked less than 2 times this week, and it's going to lead the Jets over the Giants and call that a day.
I got a hot take. Will Levis will not turn the ball over in his first NFL start, and he will lead the Tennessee Titans to a victory. No turnovers for Levis. Tennessee victory. That is my hot take.
My hot take is Jared Goff is going to throw at least 4 touchdowns this game. Probably 2 to Amon Ross St. Brown, 1 to Jameson Williams, maybe 1 to Laporta. He's going to have a game.
All right, and that is going to do it for our hot takes and this week's edition of Double Doinks and Sackles.
Teaching you how to football.
Panthers don't know how to play football.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We will catch you next time. I'm Fernando signing off.
Jimmy G, a schoolboy.
And Chris here.
My name is Travis. It's been a pleasure. Thank you once again to Colin's number 7 truck.
Oh,
and we'll see you next week.
Bye.